So we're holding here in Malach Hayom Kisona Sentis Velachar. It's on Reish Chaf Aleph from the left hand side. So, say answers, Milifne, the answer to that is, he's going on the answer, Milifne Odon Chuli Aretz Mel Ayakri, that the earth is falling apart before Ribbon Shalom. Pirush Milifne Odon Amachulas Aretz. In other words, the answer is not just before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Milifnei Odoin Chuli Aretz, before the Odoin who created the world. Pirush, Milifnei Odnam Chuli Aretz, Kime'acha Shehu Odoin, Ein Meshutav Yachra Odne Mish Odin Loi. The Odin does not have anything in common with his subject, Olefika Cho Aretz Ein Amido Lo Imadregas Odin Shaloh. Begamkin layamar hayamar yad shayim tzah madrega shmo yizbarach. Bedovaze enigrem rak shnibol vad. Avo shiru yayam ad legami at shali nimtza. Chen ayad nyisav loch legami. So let's discuss what he's talking about over here. The question is, how come you disappeared? It's not the pshat the yam was affected in any way, but it totally disappeared. So his answer is as follows. Imagine I have a shliach, and so somebody is doing something, and I'm interacting with that person, and then I realize that this person is not acting on his own at all. Someone else is the one who has him doing it. So the person who's actually doing, his metzias disappears, lumas the person who really is doing it. In other words, when something is the relationship as an odoin and an eved, the eved is considered in halach in some ways even more than a shliach. So I no longer see the eved, I see the meshaleach. Totally. Imagine the following scenario. Imagine somebody is created a robot, and the robot is doing all sorts of things, and the robot's bothering me and whatever. When I go, and then I realize who's the person who made these robots, then the robots are not inconsequential. It's really the person who created it that has the metzias. They don't have a metzias. In as much as a Kadosh Baruch Hu stells suit to the world as an Odo, and there's a big difference between Melech and Odo. A Melech, the subjects have a Metzias, and there's no Melech B'li'am, and therefore it's because Malchusei V'Rotzin Kiblu, so it's the people who accept the Malchus and make themselves Shluchim to fulfill the Malchus. But there's room for the coexistence of the Melech and the Nimlach. An Odo and an Eved, the Eved is like a Yad HaRichter. The Eved has no Metzias. He is simply the extension, the arm of the one who's doing it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself first as Odon, that creates a bittul of the Metzias. Let's take a dogma. We live with the sense of Bechira, and that's how we live, and that's who we are, and everything. Imagine if we were to perceive the people that have no Bechira, and they're all robots doing what Hashem wants, then the people as people would disappear instantly. They would not be able to see us like that. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself as Odoin, an Odoin and an Eved do not exist together. Meaning, they physically exist, of course, but in the relationship on the Eved, the responsible party is the Odoin. The Odoin is the Maf'il, he's the one who is doing it, And the Eved is simply the Odom. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself in a Metzias of Odom, the Fnei Odom Chuli Aretz, in as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself as an Odom, there's no Metzias of the Eved. That is one reason. So he says, it's not Goyim Rak Shinu Bovad. So when you have two items, and one item impacts the other item, so it makes an impression of one. So if A is stronger than B, then A is impacts B somehow. Here, if there is A, then B ceases to exist and has no more metzias. וכן היד יסב לאחר לגמרי, אין זה מצד שסברוך פועל ונצוי מקל מהפעולה. רק דבר זה מלפני לאה יעקב, שהוא הקודש נבדל מן החוי מקדש האומה, והקדיש עשו את יעקב, ולפי גיסר כיעקב, כפי שנקרא אלה כיעקב על שם הקדושה, כמו שסבר. The same thing is true מלפני לאה יעקב, and he's going to explain it in the next piece. The Metzias of a Gili, of the Darga of Kedusha, is mevatel whatever else comes under it. And we'll see, let's see next piece. I've got sort of got mayim chashem mayim. Kloima. Mipnei kdushosoi hoifich hatsura chozak el agam, las men agam mayim, shodobo nomis kama mayim. Vecholzim nishu luchonim tsoim lamad miponov. Vatsura machazok in nepkun ponov lomoy. So, in terms of, whenever we want to describe something that is independent, one of the words we use is komemius. Uyolichenu komemius atzeno bekremes skufa. Adam, the fourth, I think it was the fourth Shah, he stood up. Anytime a person stands, it means he has own nitzias, and he's not bottled anything. And the fact that he has amida is something which expresses his metzias. So anything which it describes being able to stand, that is a mark of existence, independence. When something does not stand anymore, so a rock is something that stands. So it has a certain, I identify a rock like that. This is the rock that's over here. Water doesn't get identified in any one way. It's just a river. When I talk a river, I talk about just the constant flow, because water doesn't stand. It doesn't have its metzias. And the mela, it's something that is kiloi. So what happened was, when there's a gili of a lekai yakov, which is kedusha, which is kol kolitzura, it's mevatel the metzias of chaimer, and the mela, it becomes water. It's not a weakening. It means it loses its metzias of having its own ability to stand and so on. I want to add one more knach over here as the difference between water and rock in terms of being its own metzias or not. So standing erect, standing tall, is a sign of independence, and anything that's b'amida has that halach. There's another reason where in the difference between a rock and the water. When you have a rock formation, so the formation is the metzias you see in front of you. There's a mountain here. This mountain is a tziruf of all of the particles that make up the mountain. Anything that is metzaref, a lot of pieces, means it has a metzias. This is the mountain. It consists of all the pieces that are held together in such a fashion. Water is not held together. So every drop of water, Betzim, stands on itself. It doesn't have a chibur together. There is no overarching entity that describes its metzias. So the Bria, when it comes, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria intervenes sometimes, interferes sometimes, and it changes things. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgala, then it's not the pshat that he overcomes the Bria. He stands, he towers above the Bria. In the Gili of the Ribbono Shel Olam, there is no metzias of a Bria. In as kilo yir ani adam v'choy is not, we tend to think of it that we see something so terrible, we just sort of shrivel up. Kilo yir ani adam v'choy means either or. The reason why I have a perception of self and existence is because my eyes are dim to the perception and sense of Ribbono Shel Olam. So I exist. But if I were the emes to the hair that Ribbono Shel Olam has provided, if I were to see it all as being all Ribbono Shel Olam, then I would have zero a sense of self and existence. And that's why it's impossible for a person in this world to be able to see Ribbono Shel Olam. In Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself. The Gili in Mitzrayim was far beyond hitting Mitzrayim and overpowering Mitzrayim. It's Ani Hashem. It was a Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself, and everything came as a result of it. So for the everything lost its Metzias, and therefore the water evaporated, no longer existed, the rocks became water. Nothing had its own Metzias because you had this Elikai Yaakov, which is Kedusha. So he says the claim. Let's see it again. The parak claim. If nekdushasoi hoifech atzur chazak el agam, v'lasois. So because of the kedusha v'risham, the tzur becomes an agam. Las men agam mayim. Shudov nomis kram mayim. V'cholzev neishlo yuchlo nimtzoyim lamoid bipanov. Because no nimtzah can stand before him. V'atzurim achazokim nefku mipanov l'mayim. When something loses its strength, we call it vayihi lamayim. Like it says, vayimas levava on vayu lamayim. By Yeshua, Rochav said, you know, I have a sense that we're doomed because everybody's heart has simply just kind of flown out like water. So the point of this shevach, this understanding, is that the Gilui Mitzrayim, for the time that it was there, was mezgala in a certain way that everything else lost its metzias. Okay, next. B'shnei ayudan esafim chuli ha'hoifchi bo lechalik bein pula pula ki chiluk yesh bein Hashem mecholah sa'aretz. So Yud, the reason why he said before in the first Hayoshvi and so on, it has all the five Amashpili, Amagbi, and so on. The Yud serves to sort of separate each one. Let's just run it through our mind a minute. Normally you list verbs, and you say, you know, mashba sa'aretz and magbia had this, had this, had this, had this. So when I want to list five things the person does, I list it that way. The yud always seems, the yud is used to emphasize that this is the essence of the person. Hamagbi lo shaves, hamashpili liroi sa'aretz. Each one stands in its own right as its own entity. So what it does is it takes a string of things that I do. So Lamarshall, let's give an example. I would say, when I say this person teaches math and science and history and art, so I'm listing, he's a teacher and he teaches many things. But I would somehow vary the sentence when I say he teaches, he also administrates, and he also runs the Facebook. Because each one of these is a separate entity. These different inyanim are separate entities, and that's what there was hadgasha that we saw less 3 years ago. And now over here he says he's being mechalik between these two entities. And so on. Over there he speaks about each one being one of five different sets of spheres. That's Nagi over there. That was the explanation over there, that each one of these comes to signify a separate Hanhaga. Our Mizma emphasizes the double layer, like we spoke about Machpili, about being Machpil. Now we're talking about a two strata of Mitzvahs. So he says the extra yud is to be Madgish, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu functioned on two levels, in this world, and there was an Hagam Alamala that also came about. finally, what does he add to Vav? Shelema lema'ayon mayim, havav lehamshich hadov lahafsik. Vekach pirushay. Ki hu yizbarach, hahoifech halomish hamayim, v'loy she'erotzim zelasis mayim lash adomo, v'shul kach poil dover zelahafich homish to mayim. Rak neshek tushos v'musa kol nomis asal mayim, shayin dover nomis, u'kemoi shemanikol tzon asif fonach le'efes, kach neis hayom yisiyadun v'horim rok t'chaylu. So he says over here, the when we say lemaynoy moyim, so he says the vav is coming to teach me over here, to tell me it's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a mayon, and he transformed the halomish into mayon moyim. It means the halomish. It's telling me the negative aspect of the halomish, rather than anything about a mayon. The mayon is, so to speak, the default. It's like when this falls apart, this becomes a mayon and so on. Okay, we'll hold here a minute. I mean, tomorrow we'll see the end of it. There's a lot of halacha here, so the next two or three pieces here I'm going to skim through tomorrow to finish the perek. I want to go back a second to what he's saying over here. When we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, in a certain sense, is a madura base of Rias Olam. We always, Shabbos is a Zeichav Chiddush Olam, the Zeichav Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pashut Pshat is that in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we saw Hashkacha, Rias Olam, we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and it's different Amunis and different Yonim. But there's another Nikudah here in Yetzias Mitzrayim where it's a madura base of Rias Olam. It says in the Sfarim that the Makis are, the Asara Makis are Megala the Asara Mamor. What I want to explain, I want to explain this Knech. All Nisim basically tell you who's the boss. There's a world around, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. He interferes when he chooses, and how he chooses, and wreaks havoc, and v'chulu. That was not Lehedya, the core of the Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The core of the Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that Brias Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Olamim. The way in which you define it and describe it is by showing that the Etzem, this world's existence is only because we're being master in another world. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be Megala himself, there is no Bria. If there's a Bria Bal Karchach, it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu's doing. It's not just a Pshat, who could have made this if not the Rabbi Shalom, such a wonderful, complex Bria. The default setting of the world is non-existence. Rabbi Shalom is everything, and there's no mock of any other existence. Lehoraya, that when Rebbeinu Shalom is Megal himself, everything else loses it. Nothing else remains in the world. So it's a certain raya on Chiddush Olam, not just the mechanics. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so strong that he could do all these things. He probably was strong like Bris Olam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing this, it must be there's Hashkacha. It's showing me in front of my eyes the alternative. If there's Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no Bria. And therefore, the Bria that we do have is an illusion. It's all a nivra, it's a bria, because mitzad etzatzmiyusa, it has no atzmiyus. Put it side by side vis-a-vis the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that's what you get over. Okay, so much from tomorrow we'll finish up the perek. So again, I'm going to skip through the halacha part, and then just try to get to the just in the kudus that he says. Okay.